Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift, co-founder of ForwardHeroes.org, and the co-author of a very important book on social media, A World Gone Social. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's our good friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to have you back. So, social media, well, let me get you to give us a little bit of an analysis here. I'm going to set you up for this. So I remember when social media, you know, first became a thing in terms of a strategy, right? Not just a new toy, but something you might actually use and be useful. And I remember the craze. I in those days I said, folks, I'm the original social media heretic. I'm looking at this thing with jaundiced eyes. But here's what you need to know. It is a craze right now. This is probably in 08. I said, it is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going away. And what I think is going to happen is eventually, one day, a few years in the future, we won't have a social media strategy. We'll just have a marketing strategy, and social media will be part of it. It's one of the other tools. They won't be that much separate. How close are we to that right now, Mark?
We're already there, Jim. And we have been, actually, for quite some time.
But Mark, you know, you and I both know, not for everybody.
No,
the
no,
marketplace may be the marketplace may be there, but everyone's not there.
Well, we haven't quite adjusted, right? And here's what we tell people all the time: the phone is a tool, email is a tool, traditional advertising is a tool, digital advertising is a tool, social media is a tool, and if you're not
just,
on social
just,
media,
just one of the other just one of your other marketing options.
That's right. And here's what's most important about social media as a tool: almost everybody under the age of 35 is deeply entrenched in one social media platform or another.
Right.
Three out of four.
Right.
Data shows they're not on their laptops. They're not on their desktop. They are specifically on their mobile device.
Right.
On social media. And that's about where 90% of their time on their device goes.
We have an email publication, one particular one that we publish every week, and I haven't checked on all of ours, but this one I got some information yesterday that was said that 60+% of the people who read this publication, this email publication, do it on their mobiles. Only about less than 40 do it on a desktop.
Isn't that funny? Well, yeah. and that's flopped from even 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and 5 years ago it was 90% desktop, 10% mobile. That just shows you how quickly this craze has caught on. But, you know, we trust in our mobile devices so much now. We don't feel the need to get up and go to the desk or go to the kitchen table.
I don't make my living on my phone like some people may, because I have a workhorse in a laptop that I use have a docking station. I use it pretty. It's my workhorse, but I read my Wall Street Journal on my phone.
Well, that's an important point, because here's the reality, especially for those of us that may not be evangelists of the social media platforms as a tool or a way to communicate with their customers and their potential customers. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to change how we work.
Yeah. Or what we think about social media. That's a really important point, Mark, because I'm trying to get across to people. All right. So look, I'm a, I'm in the upper quartile of the baby boomers, okay? So I'm not the opposite of those young people you were talking about earlier, but I'm on the other side of the Rubicon from them, right? And so I don't use social media in my life. In other words, I don't spend a lot of time communicating. I don't post what my life is going, what's going on in my life on social media, et cetera, et cetera. But I use social media in my business, and I use it in my publishing business, but also in my personal business, but only as a tool, not as a way of life. It's a means to an end, not as a way of life. Isn't that important to say to older business owners?
Absolutely, because here's the reality. Some of us, and I'm, by the way, I'm also a boomer, and when my company came to me with this idea of using social media and content and providing value online, and in some ways giving away our expertise for free, I looked at them and went, "You are crazy. Right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard."
How are we going to buy groceries, right?
Yes. So it took me probably 6 months of hearing about this and engaging in strong debates and sometimes flat out arguments about the logic of social and digital media before I finally went, "Fine, I will give this a try just to get you off my back." and then I did one Twitter chat. I'd never been on Twitter before, and we hired a reverse mentor to teach me everything she knew about social media. And after one Twitter chat, I went, "Okay, I get it now. I'm all in. I just met 200 potential customers."
Right.
I would have never, from all over the world, that I would have never met before had I not been on that chat. What do I need to do to make this work? And I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah. Well, but even if they don't have that experience, this is what the more recalcitrant, the more Luddite types, the gray beards who still don't get it. What they have to understand is, if you're a business owner, you don't have to get it, but your business has to use it.
Well, I think that's the moral of the
Let thing. Somebody else in your company get it for you. You see my point?
Yes. Well, Jim, here's what we say all the time is you probably, most small business owners consider their phone a huge part of their channel.
Yeah.
Well, not being on social media is like refusing to answer the phone.
That's exactly what I told somebody the other day. Hey, Mark, I need your website, please.
Uturn.com, Youtern.com.
The book is called A War Gone Social. The name is Mark Babbitt. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.